From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo to escape Russian aerial attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. Ankara closed its crossing point, and it was not clear if any of them would be allowed to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on the way, toward its border. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria occurs as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week, including airstrikes in the northern offensive. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Assange said the ruling is a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling, saying they will arrest Assange if he leaves the embassy. Sweden wants Assange for investigation of rape, an allegation he denies. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly Brazil. It poses its greatest danger to pregnant women. Doctors suspect the Zika virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. Brazil has reported more than 4,000 microcephaly cases since October, but experts are puzzled why it is nearly non-existent in other Latin American countries where the Zika virus is present. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted Al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. The Al-Shabaab takeover came one day after the Somali army and police stationed there left Marka, which is about 70 kilometers south of Mogadishu. There was no immediate comment from African Union officials. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January, which is lower than the previous couple of months and less than many economists had predicted. Friday's Labor Department report also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. President Barack Obama commented on the report, saying that Americans have much to be proud of.
We have recovered from the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, the worst in my lifetime and the lifetime of most of the people in this room. And we've done it faster, stronger, better, more durably than just about any other advanced economy.
Government experts say that wages rose 2.5% over the past year, but 7.8 million people remain out of work. Another 6 million who want full-time employment can only find part-time jobs. Meanwhile, a separate report on U.S. trade was less positive, showing that the trade deficit between what the United States produces and sells and what it buys from other countries grew $1.2 billion in December to a total of more than $43 billion for the month. The New York Fire Department has confirmed that one person is dead after a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during rush hour Friday morning. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks on top of several parked cars. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.